This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Yeah, Frank here, he's got his own billiard room.
Yes, it's the...
billiard room.
Come on already. We call it the...
The Place to Be.
Yes, the Place to Be. The Place to Be.
Then I shall be there.
Now, it's time. Live and in living color.
The Grandy Man can. Ugh.
Time to play the game!
No, you left me satisfied and smiling.
That's what she said!
Why do I want this? I want to make bank, bro. I want to get ass. I want to drive a Range Rover.
Place to Be Nation, Scott Criscola and Justin Rosero. This is the Place to Be Podcast.
Very nice, Mr. Criscola.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dennis.
Japanese band Oral Vampire. Produced a song called The Repo Man and used footage.
Oral Vampire, huh?
Or Aural. A-U-R-A-L.
What kind of show is this?
Sounds like some Twilight porn in Michael Vincent's collection there.
Oz went on to star in American Pie, of course. Bismarck. No, was it? Bismarck was on his
Liz Mark.
Bismarck. No, who's the other guy I'm getting confused with?
Bismarck. Yeah, he dressed as North Dakota.
There's only one place where the big boys play, and that is in my extra queen size bed. Well, it just happens. What can you do?
Let's talk to things.
I think they might hit a shock wall.
Is that the Shockmaster's wall?
Yeah, I like Big Dick myself. I was just curious. PTB Nation, let me know what you're
opener.
To do worse than Josh Richard.
Rocky all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the match.
They played the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
Place to Be
they
Nation.
The mash.
Welcome to the Halloween episode of the Mothership Sports episode, The Extra Point. I am your host, Scott Criscola, here tonight in Studio B without my PIC, but that's okay. We got the hockey game up on the TV right now. Lightning Red Wings scoreless in the second, 14-11. Wait. Still scoreless. NBC Sports Network, not one of my clients, but that's okay. We got it on anyway. And on the other TV, America's team, the Mets, taking on the Dodgers, who are, of course, managed by my compadre, who's joining me here tonight, the great, the one and only Dr. G. Dr. G, what do you think about Donnie's boys? Can they beat my Mets here tonight?
Well, you know, I think the crowd's really fired up. You always got to trust Donnie Baseball there. How the Rangers doing tonight?
I'll have to check. Hang on. Let me check. Let me see here. Oh, sorry. Hang on. There's an ad playing, and my screen just jumped a minute there, but it's okay. The Rangers are nothing in the first as well. So you really think Donnie can get them fired up? I don't know. They seemed a little downtrodden after that last game. You know, the crowd gets a little bit loud. You know, I'm a big Kershaw guy. I am, but I don't know about him in the playoffs. I just don't know.
Yeah, I think they'll do it. Hey, is this the costume? Am I supposed to be wearing a costume?
I want to quickly just hit on some of the NFL scores from this past weekend. So Arizona-Detroit, 42-17 Cardinals. Carson Palmer, okay day, not great. 11-14, 161 yards, 3 touchdowns, no picks. He did okay. Chris Johnson, solid day out of the backfield, 103 yards, but no touchdowns. Andre Ellington, 63 yards, touchdown. Stephen Taylor, 19 yards. Receiving, Larry Fitzgerald, touchdown, 58 yards. Jim Brown, 73 yards and a touchdown.
Yeah, it's a good game. Good game. A lot of good plays. I didn't watch any of it, but it was really good. They all played really well. I just think that if Eli had the receiving core that Matthew Stafford has, how good do you think he'd be? I mean, 8, 9 rings? 12 rings?
Yeah, I think you're right, G. I think you're right there. Absolutely right. And I'm sorry, wait. It's John Brown, not Jim Brown, but I don't know. Whatever the difference is there, they're all the same. Football players, they're all the same. They're interchangeable. Golden Tate, Calvin Johnson, whatever. Who cares? Daniel Fells. Is that the one with the foot? Daniel Fells? Is he the one with that's losing the foot?
I think they all got feet. Hey.
Wait, so is there another? Oh, this is Darren Fells. Okay, Daniel Fells is the G-Man G. You didn't see that story today? Okay, anyway, what are we going to do? It's fine. It's fine. But so anyway, we're here in my apartment tonight. We're recording together. We're in the bedroom, though, because Dr. G's daughter's doing her homework in the living room. Just got back from a night's meeting. The Grand Knight himself is, of course, sitting right next to me on the bed. And
right. Sharing one microphone tonight.
Yes, well, that's awesome.
One headset.
Yes, one headset. One cup as well. Oh, someone's here. I didn't even know I had a doorbell in this apartment. Hang on, let me go check it out.
What are your bedroom door?
Who is it?
Let me tell you something, Rich. If you don't think Hiroshi Tanahashi is the greatest wrestler of all time, you are lost. You're completely lost. You're out of control here. Because he is the best wrestler of all time. I masturbate to him every night. He's having 5-star matches all over the place. The G1 climax. Oh, by the way, I was just on Tinder. I was just on Tinder, and I had a little, a little Tinder action going on there. You know, a little side Tinder action going on. And I found me a little squeeze for tonight, Rich. So what do you think about that? What do you think about that, big guy?
Dr. G, have you ever been on Tinder?
Well, I know that Tinder you use to start the fire, but I'd just like to go on record and say we didn't start the fire, just like Mr. William Joel.
Nice.
Remember when we went to see him in concert? It was really romantic evening, huh?
So I still don't know who this guy that just walked in my apartment is. I mean, he's not on one of the Place to Be shows, and that's it. That's all I got.
This is the only podcast that matters, sir. This is the only podcast and website that matters. In fact, you might say we are the only voice in wrestling that matters. You get what? Did you like that, Rich? Did you like that, Rich? Boom.
Still got nothing. Still got nothing. Are you,
I only go on 4 websites.
Rob Carpenter? No?
Now Dylan Hales. This is a guy
Tanahashi
sucks. And all this stuff, he is lost. He's out of control.
Oh, all right. Try and figure out who this guy is. Sign up for the
Odell
Knights.
Odell Beckham is way better than Tanahashi.
I don't know who this guy is. Let me open the door here. Who is it now?
Take a look at me.
Razor Ramon?
I coming to the WWF. Not for fun. I coming. It's strictly business, Chico.
So this has been a pretty erotic episode. Razor Ramon's coming.
I don't think it's Razor. I think it's A-Rod. I think he's A-Rod.
That's right. You're right. Always right, Dr. G. Always right.
That's right.
So, Razor, did you bring any blow for us tonight? It is Halloween, after all.
Razor, candy? He takes what he wants. Oh. You want to be like Razor? You take what you want. If anyone gets in your way, you carve them up.
I don't remember Razor Ramon having such a beautiful pompadour.
The chicas like it.
So, Razor, tell me about your match with Bob Backlund at WrestleMania 9, because I have a great story.
Oh, you want Razor to talk about Howdy Doody?
Well, so listen. So me and Dr. G, we're in our dorm, right? We're sitting there watching WrestleMania 9. We're all the football players. And right when Mr. Fuji is about to throw the salt in the eyes of Bret Hart, the power goes out. The cable goes out. And, like, no one knows what to do. So we all just started wrestling. And everyone, we didn't even know that Hulk Hogan won the title until, like, days later. It was actually pretty
funny. I didn't even know I had that much baby oil.
It was actually pretty funny.
What does that story have to do with Razor?
Who? Can you find out, who is that guy that's in the, who is in the refrigerator right now? I can't figure it out.
Shinsho Harsham, Tanahashi.
We saw him at Ring of Honor, didn't we, G? I thought he was at Ring of Honor. Was he a Ring of Honor? Is he a Ring of Honor guy, Tanahashi? Or is he a Ring of Honor guy? I thought he's a Ring of Honor guy. I don't know. I mean, do you remember that one time we were at Ring of Honor and the guy told me to sit down and told me to stick to the internet and the reviews?
Keep your reviews on the internet, buddy.
How many seats are in that venue?
When the food truck comes, you get some of that Tanahashi. Man, that's good.
I don't know. I'm confused. I don't know what's going on. I got to figure this out. ROH was on my DVR for months, and I haven't gotten to it yet. And then my DVR kicked out of the satellite. I'll be right back. Who is it now? I don't have room in this apartment.
Oh, Scott Criscolo, don't you dare be sour. Clap your hands for the Hebrews of happiness and feel the power.
Oi, 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 they! There's trouble in paradise coming from the campus of Brandeis. Don't be selfish. Put away that shellfish.
Shalom, shalom. Oi, oi, Gewalt, what are you doing? And what's in this bowl? What are you giving to the kids? What is this, candy? What are you, crazy? You're driving me with sugar doing all this. What are you doing? Oi, oi, oi.
What? Do you know what's going on here?
No, but for some reason I like these guys better than the ones on the TV. Mm. I can't figure out why.
Look at this! I brought. Don't give any of this candy to the kids. You'll give them diabetes. You'll give them asthma. You'll drive them their mothers with sugar. They won't be able to call. They won't be able to write. Look. What? I got this. I brought this for you. I brought some kishka. I brought some kugel. Just cut it into squares. Wrap the squares in.
You invite Reza to your party and you bring in the Jew Day.
Oh, we brought the stuffed cabbage and the matzo ball soup.
Oh, man, last time we did all this Jewish voices, we got in real trouble. I hope this is going to be okay, guys. Are you all actually Jewish?
Am I Jewish?
I was called to the Torah. I was called to the Torah in front of my grandmother, in front of my mother, in front of my Aunt Sylvia. I was drawn to the Torah.
It's a tasty dish with that gefilte fish.
All right, so if we're all okay then, so I'm at the strip club one time and this rabbi walks in and I have my night to... Hang on. Let me get the door. Who's here now?
Okay, guys. If I'm going to bring in Jude for autographs, you're going to have to pony up $30 each, or you can get all three for $85. Also, I picked up all that gefilte fish at Sam's Club earlier today. We're going to charge $5. $5 a piece. How's the stream, guys? How many people we got here? 15?
Is this
a good crowd?
Subway? I heard $5.
Sam's Club gefilte fish. Let me tell you, my grandmother made the best gefilte fish in all the world.
Look, I don't know who you are.
I think he's doing the worst Steinbrenner I've ever heard in my life.
How many people we got here? 15? That was bigger than my last Evolve show. I'm hoping the Jew Day will bring in another 10.
Evolve?
We need 14 for a minion.
If you want to go talk maybe to that guy by the refrigerator, you guys may have something to talk about. I don't know what's going on.
I'm going to go check out
Evolve Evolution? Are we here to talk sports evolution? We can do that. Evolve.
We got to finish up quickly because we got to be home by sundown.
This is the emergency podcast that we launched, right?
Uptown Girl. Come on, guys.
Emergency podcasts, Jews, Razor Ramon.
I'm oozing machismo.
Some weird guy I don't know. I just... All right, guys, listen. Let's take a
minute
here.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was a little busy trying to get the oil out of this Cuban's hair to fuel my lights for the next day.
Hey,
who the hell is this guy? I didn't even ring the freaking doorbell. What's he doing? He just walked in the house. Who are you?
I was already here.
Who's that?
Now listen. Clear out around the table. I need to leave a space for Elijah.
I don't know. Everyone sounds alike to me. Who is it?
The same too.
Hello, ladies.
Oh, it's Dave Winfield. It's Dave Winfield.
Is that the big Valboski? Is that him?
Yes. Happy Halloween. And you know, these days, the big Valboski is on a fixed income, so you can only afford a towel as a costume. But unfortunately, the towel barely covers this 2.5 inches of twisted steel and sex appeal.
So, top third, two outs. Dodgers up 3-0 here, man on second. Looking over at the hockey game, the Red Wings Lightning still scoreless, 8:19 to go. Val Venus, you're here to talk politics with the debate going on.
Rams of Venus.
Politics? Dicks? What?
I need that guy to get the hell out of my refrigerator. I don't know who he is still. Can someone clear up for me who this guy that's friends with Rich Garcia? Rich Garces?
Rich Grace.
a cesspitus for the rest of us.
Is that Joe Lanza? Let me get on his podcast. I got something to shill here.
Scarino? He doesn't have a podcast here.
He said there's a Lanza here?
Where's McGinn? I don't know what's going on. Gee. What happened at the meeting tonight, by the way? I had to leave a little bit early.
Well, our mentor got really belligerent. I had to slap him around a little bit with my helmet.
That sounds very interesting. Would the Jew Day be welcome at these meetings?
Well, you guys don't have helmets, from what I understand.
Yeah, and you don't believe in Jesus Christ.
We always cover our heads to be respectful to the Lord.
You murdered
Jesus
him.
Christ was a nice Jewish boy.
You murdered him. That's right, you did.
What are you, Romans?
All right, let me get the door. Who's there?
Did somebody talk about shilling a podcast?
Oh, shut up, Reesh. I'm sorry, have it. Welcome back, Andrew Reesh.
It smells like dreidel in here. What the fuck is this?
Smells like booty.
Hey, Scott, what's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm good, buddy. How are you? I missed you on the main event. You know, I keep going to invite you, and I just keep forgetting, so I'm sorry.
I know. How crazy is it that we interviewed Jeff Perlman from the Bad Guys 1 when he did the 86 Mets, and here we are, and the Mets are maybe going to the NLCS, and I don't really know because this might...
It's fine.
I don't know.
We regardless
I don't know
of when
if
this
they're
airs.
Going there. Donnie Baseball's got the Dodgers on track.
Dr. G, how you doing, dude?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
How many prostitutes you have on the yacht in Florida today?
Just five. I mean, what are you talking about? I have no idea what you're saying.
And don't worry if you screwed anything up, guys. I mean, just because the, you know, it doesn't matter when this airs and who's playing, we'll still give the updates. It's okay.
Now, did anybody watch Dusty as a kid?
I did. Actually, I have a framed photograph of him packed away in my basement somewhere.
Yo, Dr. G.
Yeah.
Check out my costume. I bet you that asshole Jordan Duncan would love it.
I have no idea who that guy is.
It's number 91. You see the little rip there?
No, I mean, I don't have any idea who Jordan Duncan is. I don't listen to any of these shows except my own.
You got no idea what this costume is, dude.
All right, who's here now?
We're on to Indianapolis.
I hope it's Rotella.
We're on to Indianapolis. Scott. No, normally I'm not a big talker, but bad performance last week by your guys. Easy as pie. We're on to Indianapolis.
I don't like where this is headed. Dr. G, do you have anything to say to Bill Belichick?
No, I don't. I don't talk to cheaters. I don't talk to scumbags. I don't talk to anybody who lives outside of the Bronx, really, or really any of the five boroughs. So
shysters. No. He doesn't talk to shysters.
It's a Shonda. It's a Shonda for the league.
Yeah. I used to work with a lady named Shonda.
Marcus Mariota, okay day. 21-32, buck 87, one interception. Bill's
Scott,
D
what can
fired.
You tell me about him on Wikipedia?
Hang on.
You know, he reminds me of a young Phil Sims.
Wait, I got to take that back. It doesn't smell like dreidel. I just figured it out because Belichick just came in here. It smells like ball sweat. That is definitely ball sweat.
We're on to Indianapolis.
I bottled that ball sweat, and I'm going to sell it for $10 a bottle. I learned that from Paulie.
You need to get it sponsored by DraftKings.com. Has anybody ever gone to DraftKings.com? I got to tell you what, guys. If you just pick your roster every day, you do not have to change it every week, and you can make a lot of fucking money. DraftKings.com.
This is the worst party I've ever been part of in my
house. Hey, Scott, I still don't know who that Asian fella is in your refrigerator. I don't get that one. I'm not sure who that's supposed to be.
VoicesOfWrestling.com/Amazon. You get all your needs right there for you. And let me tell you something, Rich. New Japan World coming up. Tag League. It may be the end of year. And then January 4th. You know, clear out the day. The holidays are coming. But fuck that. New Japan Pro Wrestling. January 4th. The greatest promotion in the world. If you don't like it, you're lost.
How much is that? How much is that? How much is that pay-per-view?
About $8.88.
Oh, too rich for my blood.
Now, is Brutus Beefcake on that show?
Brutus Beefcake, come on. You got Carl Anderson. You got Kenny Omega. Some people may not like this Bullet Club nonsense, but let me tell you something, Rich. I am full on in the Bullet Club. AJ Styles, you know, Dave Meltzer said it himself. Dave Meltzer is a respected journalist. He knows what he's talking about. All these other schmucks, you know, they don't know what they're talking about, Rich. I know what I'm talking about. Big Dave knows what he's talking about. Rovert knows what he's talking about.
There's only one Big Dave, and that's David Wells.
I'm a big Bullet Club guy. I got the shirt. So maybe we could be friends.
Maybe, no? But I still think you should keep your reviews to the internet.
Oh, God. Who now? Let me get the door here. Oh, my God. Back from the dead. Is that you, Grant Owens?
Yeah, it's me. I'm actually living on the roof of Christoffi's van in Australia.
Grant Owens, welcome. Oh, my God. I didn't know first if it was like the ghosts of Grant Owens. I had no idea what was going on.
It's me. I'm living with the Christoffi family now.
My Lord. So welcome to my Halloween party. I'm Scott Criscolo. We got Dr. G. We got Bill Belichick. We got Razor Ramon. Razor Ramon, say hi to Grant Owens.
Hey, Chico.
I'm glad I didn't choose that one.
We go Val Venus. You didn't even need a costume. You're just
everybody
Grant
wants to Owens. Be like Razor. Grant Owens
I know. I'm really creative.
Right? Grant Owens, you're the music guy, right?
Yeah.
Give
too
me
busy.
Your top 11 songs of William Joel, please, in order.
William Joel? Who's that?
William Joel.
No, William Joel.
I don't refer to him as Billy. Sir William.
So when's the next
Well, that's what his friends call him.
We found new music. I just put it on iTunes.
Very
it's
good.
It's up.
Right, yes. Look at that. We got Val Venus here with us, too. Rhymes with penis.
Okay. Hello, lady. Well, there's no ladies in here. This is like a sausage fest.
No chicas.
No chicas at
we got,
all.
We got the Jew Day here.
Jew.
Shalom.
Day rocks. Jew.
Jew.
Day rocks.
I so scare.
Day rocks. Not we, F.
And we got two guys here that have no idea who they are. They just keep talking about like Japanese wrestling or something and some weird indie stuff that I don't know, whatever. It's not WrestleMania 3.
Where's Justin at?
Yeah, he's not here yet. I don't know if he's even coming, but whatever. Who cares? He doesn't need me anyway. He says it all the time, so whatever.
We've had three times as many guys in this bedroom before. No problem.
I oozing machismo.
That's a Columbus orgy.
Grant, Columbus, Ohio?
Grant, is it true that Columbus, you discovered Ohio. Sam Smith?
I don't know. I was at his first show.
I fucking hate Sam Smith, and I hate you.
What's up, nice Andrew?
Yes.
Grant's our special guest. He came back from California with all the other laid-back latte-sipping hippies that just go there and sit there quietly. You know, Grant,
that wasn't a hippie, Scott. That was Steve Sarkisian.
Grant, what's your thoughts on WrestleMania 12? Do you think the LA crowd was really prepared for an Iron Man match? I don't know. They were really ready for that kind of wrestling.
That's right. I don't know. I wish I was there. I was supposed to be there.
But I was supposed to be there too, Chico.
That's right.
Get stuck in the lot, Grant.
Wait, what?
They say I fail a PE test.
Razor Ramon, I can't believe you're here, by the way. You know, my friend Ben, I believe, was supposed to interview you or Jake the Snake. I don't know. I get it all confused. And then my buddy D'Amato met you at the Jake movie, and he said you were really nice to him.
Oh, yeah.
He was a little creepy.
Yeah, he's not cool. He's not losing machismo.
Did he take his snake out?
He tried, man.
Okay.
So, Scott, basically all these guys here are, like, in costumes, huh? Is that what's happening?
Costume?
Yeah, but I have an actual costume.
Reesh, what are you supposed to be? I don't understand.
I'm Ron Artest, Jesus Christ!
Oh, well, stay away from the Jew Day. We don't need any choking going on.
Hey!
I gotta say, Val, being on this podcast with you, it's pretty much, like, the highlight of my career, man. I remember watching you in the Attitude Era. It's a great thing.
Thank you, sir. I won't choppy choppy your pee-pee.
So, can we talk?
Hey, Scott, check out my costume. Hey, I've got a gap in my teeth. I'm Michael Strahan. You get it?
Listen.
The guy with Kelly Ripa?
He's somebody imported. You bring him on your party, and what is this?
Michael Strahan's an overrated bum.
Kick this guy out of the show right now.
Strahan, is he still the active sex leader? I'm not sure. Or is it J.J. Watt now?
It's pronounced sex.
I think it's Mark Gastineau.
Oh, somebody said sex?
Who's trying to come into my apartment now? Another?
Come into where?
Oh, God. Another. All right,
this
Val, sit down,
really
Val, please.
Up now.
All right, who is it now?
Good one, Val.
Who's here now? Hello?
All right. The fuck is this?
What? Scott Scolo here doing a live
why
extra
are you,
point.
Why are you all here?
We're doing a live
hi,
extra
Willie.
Point. We got me. Dr. G is here. Dr. G, say hi to this guy.
Hey, how are you? Go Giants.
We got Val Venus with
us. What the fuck?
Hello,
what are you doing?
No ladies.
We got Razor Ramon.
Take a look at me.
We got Bill Belichick.
Oozing, I oozing machismo.
Good game last week. You guys suck.
Shut up.
We got the Jew Day.
Jew Day rocks. Jew Day rocks.
Jew. We got Andrew Reich dressed as Ron Artest.
Scott, I swear to God, he looked just like you.
We got some other guy talking Japanese wrestling.
How much Tanahashi have you watched? He is the greatest wrestler of all time.
And we got, who else we got? We got some guys talking about evolving.
It's Gabe Sapolsky, man. You know, why haven't you heard of me? Evolve.
I
come see my
the
show.
Guy
in the Jew Day?
Sami Zayn.
I thought maybe
Jew
the
Day.
Guy from 90210 that held Callie hostage with the...
Get out.
Just trying
I know
to
Triple
evolve.
H.
Hang on. You don't even see the guy sitting in the corner trying to start the DJ booth off, and that's Grant Owens.
We got Grant dressed as Jeff Jarrett.
That's right. Grant Owens is here as Jeff Jarrett.
I got tight suspenders on. They feel really good on my nipples.
Scott, you can't be mad, man. We wanted to surprise you. Happy birthday.
Get out.
Happy 40th.
Get out.
40th birthday.
Get out.
What the hell?
Everybody get the fuck out.
You going to kick the Jew Day
out
of your apartment?
Get out.
But Scott, I thought it
would
be nice.
Back to the doubt. Back to wandering the desert again.
All right, guys. I guess we'll have to do the show from the apartment down below.
Get out.
See, okay. I noticed you don't have a mezuzah on your door. I can leave one here
somebody
if you want.
Say blow.
All right, listen. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll get into more of this stuff coming up right after this. Because
I put a spell on you.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
What's up, everybody? This is Kevin Kelly. Make sure you check out every episode of The Kevin Kelly Show right here on the Place to Be Nation, placetobenation.com. The Kevin Kelly Show. Every episode is a winner. At least we hope.
Place to Be Nation's Justin Rosero here. In addition to The Kevin Kelly Show, we have a ton of great podcasts available to you on iTunes at placetobenation.com. You can check out Scott Criscolo and me on The Mothership, the Place to Be podcast, home of great interviews and our famous vintage vault pay-per-view reviews. If you need your fix of current wrestling talk, we have plenty of options for you, including Main Event, which features a roundtable discussion led by PTBN analysts and special guests, and our monthly pay-per-view reaction shows, including immediate feedback and discussion for WWE, NXT, Ring of Honor, and New Japan Super Shows. Also, be sure to relive wrestling's past with Graham Cawthon's excellent exclusive History of Wrestling podcast, Phil Schneider's Digging in the Crates, and our monthly pay-per-view rewind roundtable series led by Ben Morse, and join Pro Wrestling Only's Will and I on the Dangerous Alliance podcast as we dive into various subjects in the form of exercises and games. Sports fans have plenty to enjoy as well. We feature the Sports Evolution Mega Show with Scott, Dr. G, Cowboy, and Cowboy Sr., the Kings of Sport, led by Live Audio Wrestling's godfather Nate Milton, as well as the NBA Team Podcast, which takes a year-round deep dive into pro hoops, and the TJ McClune Show, featuring great guests from around the world of sports journalism. PTBN also proudly features the Richard the Mailman Podcast, specializing in the world of TV, thought leadership, anger, and irreverence. As mentioned, all these shows available on PlayStation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world. PTBN also is a home to tremendous in-depth features on pro wrestling, sports, movies, comics, plus tournaments and more. We also want to thank our friends at Bonehead's Wing Bar in West Warwick, Rhode Island and Fall River, Massachusetts, Scott Keith's RSPWFAQ.com blog, and Piledriver.net.
Do you watch pro wrestling? Do you love pro wrestling? We do too. And there's only one podcast feed that you can't miss.
PWO PTBN Podcast Network. That's the pro wrestling only place to be nation podcast network.
We have a host of brilliant shows dedicated to wrestling past and present.
Whether it's the territories, Japan, Lucha, old school or new school, we've got something for you.
Get a dose of history on Exile on Bad Street with Chris Zellner.
Listen to reviews of current pay-per-views on the PTBN reaction shows. Not just WWE, but New Japan, Ring of Honor, and NXT. And get your weekly update on everything else that's going on in the indies, lucha, and beyond on This Week in Wrestling.
Relive WCW Supercards on Where the Big Boys Play with Parv and Chad.
Join Dylan Hales and Dave Musgrave on one of the very best shows for super hardcore nerds wrestling culture.
Go deep into WWF history and discover the Bob Backlund and Bruno Sammartino eras on Titans of Wrestling.
Don't miss the Pro Wrestling Super Show with Stephen Graham and Tim Livingston.
You can get the full archive of Goodwill Wrestling with Good Old Will from Texas.
There's Tag Teams back again with Kelly and Marty Sleaze.
Then there's the only pro wrestling game show, Brainbuster, with me, Johnny Sorrow, and a panel of great guests every time.
Get them all on one feed.
PWOPTBN Podcast Network.
You know you want to hear it.
We're back from break. JT here. Scott, how are you?
My house is a fucking mess.
It's okay. We're good.
Razor Ramon drank all my scotch.
Yeah, it's not a surprise.
Yeah. Thanks.
Oozing.
Oozing. So, your empty wallet, you cheap fuck.
So this is officially the fifth Halloween episode. Unbelievably enough. And episode 385. And you've been here rocking this since 2011. Been a hell of a ride, Scotty.
It has.
We've watched
some ebbs and flows.
Yeah, yes, many. We've watched Saturday Night's Main Event Halloween. We've talked sloppy pigs. Mm-hmm. We've had absurd parties like this. We've done trick or treat for good or bad people. We've talked about scary gimmicks. We have Matt Rotella on. That's scary enough.
It's a scary gimmick enough.
Yes, and
the greatest Halloween costume ever.
His existence is a trick. On humanity. So with us, if you couldn't tell it by the awesome voice throwing and gimmickry that we had going on, we have Jason Greenhouse here. We got Andrew Reich. We got Ben Morse, John D'Amato. We got Chad Campbell, Glenn Butler, Graham Cawthon.
Hello.
We got Jordan Duncan. We got Grant Owens.
Yes.
Driving
Graham
Cawthon,
you're here too?
I thought amazing.
And we got, who did I miss? Jordan?
Yeah, for fuck's sake.
Roger?
I'll just go fuck myself.
Steve Willie? Hey, Steve Willie. How are you?
Second time tonight, man.
Well, when you guys keep talking, the names move around. So let's keep. I'm trying to go in order on the screen on Skype here. It's throwing me all off.
We have three Jews and a Willie.
Yes, that's how we roll.
The Cowboys here, too.
I said that. Oh, my God.
I didn't hear you.
You guys need your friggin' hands held. All right. Well, welcome aboard, everyone.
Did you say me? I'm here.
I said Chad, didn't I? Okay.
Roger's here, too.
Yeah.
I think I heard Steve.
Thank Greg Phillips.
Scott.
Volsky needs something else held.
Scott, start us off here. What's your favorite Halloween costume that you were as a kid?
I dressed in drag.
I meant for Halloween.
No, as a kid.
For Halloween.
Yeah.
Caitlin! The original Caitlin.
Well, define kid. Like 2 or 15? What?
Okay.
Well, kid is a big window.
But then we'll define it. Caitlin Criscolo.
That's right. Better looking than that asshole, I'll tell you that right
now. And you didn't kill anyone. That's good, too.
Let me see. I was Spider-Man a couple times. I was mostly comic characters, Superman.
So like Rey Mysterio.
Yeah, it was like Rey Mysterio, except yes, except without the roids.
Every WrestleMania, you come as a new superhero.
You come as a new superhero, yes. Pretty much.
The mask stayed on.
Yes.
Yes, that was annoying, wasn't it? Okay, so was that your favorite? Like, which ones of those are your favorite?
Yeah, I mean, I was Superman one year. That was pretty cool. Yeah. I was, I would say Superman. I had a pretty good Superman costume.
What You're about, Superman every year, Scott. You're my
Well, I know that. Thank you, Cowboy. Thank you. What about you, JR? I'm guessing you were an athlete, Larry Johnson, Grandmama.
That'd be hard to do. Although blackface was more accepted back in the 90s, but I don't know if I quite pulled it off. No, Bushwhackers, my cousin Matt. That was the big one we did. It was like maybe 91 or 92, I think we did the Bushwhackers. So
who was on head-licking duties there?
Always on head-licking duties, but that would be...
a big Valbowski needs his head licked. We're still in character. Sorry.
Are we still in Scott's bedroom?
No, we're in a car. Can't you tell?
I thought a lot that was ambient just a window. Noise.
Yo, baby.
There it is. Graham, how about you? What's your favorite Halloween costume growing up?
When I was 9, I was Freddy Krueger because Freddy Krueger was cool for kids. But it was one of those sets that you had to get at Toys R Us where you had the makeup.
No, that's most costumes, yes.
No, but it was like one of those things where your mom had to like put the makeup on you and make it look like your face is all burned up and stuff, and then you had the cool glove with it, which I still have.
Well, that's much better than a mom who prefers naturalism and just burns the kid's face.
Is there a personal experience you want to talk about?
Yeah, Glenn still sounds bitter.
No.
Okay, naturalism at its best. Now, did you keep the coiffed pompadour for that, Graham, or did you have a wig?
I didn't have it back then. Oh, it's more of a more it's a more recent development.
See, I don't picture you as like a kid. I just assume you kind of been like this since you were born. Just
been like what?
The picture we see here.
A drunk
with the hair. The drunk hair.
Yeah, I'm not. This is the first show, and I don't remember how long that I'm not drinking.
That's good.
Graham's actually been on Twitter for 25 years.
Speaking of Steve Sarkisian, this right there. Never showed up sober. That's nice, Graham. Thanks. Glenn Butler, how about you?
First costume I remember having, it was like in kindergarten or first grade. One of those things where like you just get a box and it's, you know, the mask with the whole costume and like the whole package. And it was Evil Knievel.
That's pretty awesome, actually.
That's an interesting one. Did your mom have to actually put that on you, like Graham's crazy costume?
I don't remember when I was 6 years old if I had figured out the concept of a rubber band to put the mask on, but I think I had it.
Okay, very good. I guess Graham was alone in that wackiness. Ben, how about you?
I went through this phase when I was a kid, I don't know if it ended yet, where I had this desire to prove how smart I was. So I would, you know, grab the biggest books from the library and stuff like that, and I decided to continue this on in Halloween. So when everyone else was going as, like, robots and aliens and stuff, I went as Mikhail Gorbachev.
Wow!
At age eight.
That's it. I should have saved you for last. God damn it.
Yeah. Did your mom have to use her makeup to put a stain on your forehead?
Yeah.
And then you need at least 3 shots of vodka?
Oh man! I just
in a manifesto.
I bought like a bald cap with a little bit like a ring of hair on it. I used red food coloring. I didn't have my mom do it. Sorry, Graham. And then just threw on a suit, and that was my thing. Every parent whose house I went to loved it. Every kid who I was friends with was just like, "You nerd! I never want to hang out with you again."
Wait.
That's how it began.
Was this like Cold War Gorbachev, or was this America's
now
Gorbachev?
This was like Glasnost Gorbachev. Everything was copacetic.
Okay.
That seals it. If I'm invited to any Halloween party this year, other than this one, of course, I'm going to come as Khrushchev and bang my shoe on people's houses.
Crusher Khrushchev?
Yeah, you know it, buddy.
I'm going to break your arm off.
That guy's garbage.
There it is.
I will bury you and take your candy.
Can we... I feel like your Gorbachev may have been slightly attracted to Scott's drag. It seems like something Gorbachev would be into.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, no, I grew up many years that night.
Okay. Jordan?
I was Danielson from The Karate Kid.
Oh, I figured you were Daniel Bryan.
I was hoping to Daniel Day-Lewis.
Daniel Bryan. I'm actually dressed like Daniel Bryan right now. Daniel Day-Lewis for my left foot. every year I've been a different
Daniel Stern.
God, how long do you think Daniel Day-Lewis has to, like, get in character for Halloween?
6 months.
Yeah.
And then his mom puts some makeup on him, and he's good to go. Mm-hmm. Are you Daniel Tiger Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood?
I think my best costume was actually as an adult. I was Eric Rowan a couple years ago.
Yeah, you do have a Rowan-esque physique.
Yeah, and intelligence level.
Well, you're like half of his height.
Right.
Yes. Who else is around here? Greeny?
Mine actually goes hand in hand with Ben's. When I was 6 or 7,
guys, let it go.
We've been doing this for years. All right.
We're gonna get suited up again, Ben. All right, let's do it again.
At a wonderful establishment called Caldor's, I found a Rocky IV Rocky Balboa costume that I went as.
That is pretty awesome.
Complete with the American flag.
Head injury. Trunks.
Yeah, steroids and everything. No, it had a t-shirt that was like airbrushed with like muscles and stuff. So it was pretty cool.
No, it's not
Caldor's sounds like a planet that a superhero is from in the comics.
Sounds like a character from He-Man.
Yes, it does. He spins.
Yeah.
No Caldor on the Midwest, huh? I expect that from Chad, but not from you.
Yeah.
Roger, go ahead before you yell at me for not calling you out.
But thank you. My favorite one was, like, I think 2002. If you remember the A plus horror movie Bones, starring Snoop Dogg. I was Bones. Went to the techno club and tore it up.
Somebody said bone. Who's gonna bone?
That is probably the most obscure. Gorbachev somehow seems more. Yeah. Better now.
Gorbachev is more culturally relevant right now than Bones.
Bones.
The Balboski put a stain on a woman's head once. So.
All right, D'Amato, who did you go as for Halloween in 1957?
I had an all red suit. It was a few years ago. Nothing memorable in childhood, but all red. I got like
Eva Marie.
You were a ding dong.
All red, you know, with the hat and the cane, you know, and red shoes, like a pimp with no hose. Unfortunately,
I see. Till this day, you're a pimp with no hose. We'll get you.
He was Rod Johnson from TNA.
How did Chad not make a red shoes comment about that referee?
He's not here. That's why.
he's pouting in the corner because he couldn't guess his costume.
Is that everyone? Grant.
Yeah, what about me? Well, my best costume, and I did it more than one year, was I was Lieutenant Dangle.
Oh yes, Reno 911. Awesome.
Yes.
Oh, I thought that was like a Lieutenant Dan joke, but your leg was dangling.
Yeah.
Dangles there.
The tight shorts and the bowl.
Yes, the tight shorts. It fits me perfectly. Hello?
Yeah, we hear you.
Oh, yeah, we heard that.
I'm going to go just mute again.
You stepped on a punchline. What'd you do for the bulge, Grant?
Tight shorts.
Oh, boy. I think that's everyone. I don't think anyone else is here that we want to hear talk.
You didn't get me.
Yeah. Oh,
not
Reesh.
Anyone who counts. Oh, right. Sorry.
Go ahead, like Reesh. A cheetah.
Andrew, who was your favorite?
I don't have a favorite, but I have two random ones back-to-back years. When okay. I was 8.
That left shrimp.
No. When I was 8, I was Dark Man. I don't know if anybody remembers, but
oh my God.
Yeah.
Sam Raimi did a movie where this guy had like a mangled face, so he like mummified his like his face, and he had like a black hat and a black trench coat.
Wasn't it Liam Neeson?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure Liam Neeson played Dark Man.
That's absolutely right.
Then I was Liam Neeson in Dark Man, is what I was. and then I liked it so much that the next year I was Chevy Chase in Memoirs of an Invisible Man. Where he wraps his
You
face.
Just didn't go to the party?
No, I was just really lazy, so I wanted to just like wrap my face in like clothing or like something like that so that I could look mysterious and weird.
I kinda wish you'd be Invisible Man right now, to be honest.
But you could
still hear him.
Yeah.
That's not gonna solve any problems.
Yes.
That's right, Ben. That's why you're here. Anyone else?
No, that's good.
Oh, okay. Who's your favorite Steve Willey?
My favorite Steve Willey? Oh, man. My favorite Steve Willey was probably like just 20-year-old Steve Willey. He was pretty good. I liked him.
What was he at the time in Halloween?
I believe that was around the time of the Conan costume, which as in the shitty wrestler Conan.
Oh,
as in the O'Brien Conan.
Wow,
you weren't Conan the Barbarian?
Did you ring the bell to tell people to peel your potatoes?
Yes, I tossed some salad that evening.
No, Jesus!
Did you go up to girls and say "touch"? What do you say? Feel this, and then that's enough.
Let me speak on this.
Tequila sunrise.
We're all about the accents tonight, huh?
Well,
someone needs to open that window and see if Grant Owens is still outside.
Still here.
Okay, close the fucking window now.
Would you like me to open the window?
Is anybody was that gremlin from the Twilight Zone movie?
With the music on.
Oh, God. And he wanted to sing with my baby tonight.
Yeah.
That's what he wanted to do.
We all do.
Well, we can. It's not too late.
We'll sing it together. It's a great song.
It is a great song.
Yeah, we need a medley off tonight.
Okay, we'll medley ourselves right off. Was that it? So I think we got everyone's costume, right? That's about it. Anyone still go to like a costume? Well, I guess last year I did a costume party. I went as my wife is pregnant, so she was a pregnant wife, and I was the mailman. That was
you were Shane.
That's Shane pretty costume. Good.
I was Jeff Machado, and she was the pregnant woman.
Yeah.
Well, would you consider yourself Shane costume now that you're a parent? Like you you're in a costume because everybody else in your family's in a costume.
No, so I'm actually going to be Grant. Go back on mute, please.
Close
the fucking window.
Back in the trunk.
Top up.
I will be dressed up this year. So we're going to Disney for Halloween, and we're going to Mickey's Halloween party. And I can thank Mr. Ben Morse for the, you know, little bump there.
Yeah, little kickback. No, my pleasure.
So we're going to Mickey's Halloween party, and we're doing a family costume. So I'll leave it at that. It is Disney related. So you guys can guess away if you want, but you'll have to wait till Halloween to see the reveal.
Hey Ben, when's my daughter's Marvel superhero costume coming in the mail?
Didn't I just outfit your wife's whole classroom? That go back on mute, Rish.
Very solid.
That is
actually true. Ben Morris sent Marvel items for my wife to have in her classroom, and it was so awesome.
Let's all go down the line and talk about the stuff I've sent everyone.
I haven't gotten anything.
If we get to Jordan, I think the show will be over by the time he's done.
He sent me Anthrax, you guys.
He sent Chad underwear. I don't know.
Yeah.
He sent me nothing but good tidings.
And that's the greatest gift of all.
I feel like that should be the setup for the Christmas episode. So we'll save that to the end, Glenn, and then we'll trigger the good tidings. You know?
Very cool.
I actually went out for Halloween last year with oh, God.
Sorry, Ben. It was already started before you started talking.
Buy it.
We're here, for trivia, but I wanted to hear the song. But we are here because Scott Criscolo has a little treat for us all on this Halloween night. Yay. Scott, what do you got for us?
Well, to use something that we do on the main event, we have not done lately. What better way to talk about something frightening here on Halloween than to talk about the wonderful history of TNA? Yes. So to play off Jordan Duncan's puppet costume, please get out of my bathroom, pail, please. We're going to go back to some of the great moments in the history of Total Nonstop Action, stuff even Graham Cawthon wouldn't put in a book.
Then he's again, got plenty of them, if you haven't.
If he's got plenty of them, he probably would put them in a book.
Can we just watch Bad Halloween?
Scott, what is Matt Rotella doing in that trash can right now?
He's having porridge.
Hey, Grant, all right. When's your history of the Impact Zone book coming out?
that's not porridge. That's where my machismo oozed.
Yum.
It tastes like porridge.
I have heard that before.
Let me look at, let's see. All right. Well, we didn't do 2007, I believe, the last time we left off. So, all right. We're going to go back all the way to Genesis 2007, a number one contendership. What's that?
Genesis doesn't have that many chapters.
No. Kaz and
you
Christian.
Guys, your religion jokes.
Kaz and Christian Cage competed in a number one contendership ladder match. During the match, Christian accidentally tore the contract on the clipboard off, leaving Don West and Mike Tenay to cover for it by saying it's actually a contendership on a clipboard match. And you have to take down the entire apparatus.
Oh. Mm.
So it's a figurative contendership.
TNA held a reverse
process.
TNA, this is even better. TNA held a reverse battle royal. The genius concept saw half the roster fight outside of the ring to get into the ring. Once the said number of people had entered, they competed in actual battle royal until two people remained, at which point the battle royal turned into a one-on-one match. Despite being widely lauded as one of the worst matches of that or any year, TNA would do it again. Sounds like something.
I remember that. It was
booked
awful.
In, yes.
I want to do that in my house sometime. Like you have to fight to get yard. In and then fight to get out or something.
You start in the yard, yeah.
During Chris Sabin's feud with Jerry Lynn over the X Division title, Sabin came to the ring wearing a diaper to illustrate how old Lynn was. That was one of the first jokes on this show about my age. The USA Network preempted Raw for the Westminster Dog Show, so TNA capitalized by having a two-hour Monday night special show, which they started by showing Eric Young smoking cigars with dogs.
Were the dogs smoking?
I suppose so.
Yes.
PETA.
Rather than Georgia Bulldogs?
Rather than air brand new material for this special, TNA decided to show some of their greatest matches and moments from 2006. This would have been fine, but TNA aired all of the matches in a style similar to NFL films, which included random cuts and close-ups during key moments, making the matches difficult to watch.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the difficulty was that they didn't have any great matches or moments.
Well, that too. TNA brought in Rikishi under the name Junior Fatu for no reason. He cut a promo where he forgot both Robert Roode's name and the name of the tournament TNA had booked him to compete in. He left weeks later after he had asked for more money, and TNA said no.
That's how I left.
AJ Styles went from main eventer to Christian's muscle with Tomko. AJ Styles then went from Christian's muscle to Angle's muscle, also with Tomko. D'Amato is with his muscle. D'Amato's touching.
AJ Styles is stretching his muscle about now.
Hey, I got it up to 2.6 inches.
Oh, my God.
AJ Styles went from being Angle's bitch to marrying Angle's bitch, or Karen Angle, during a vow renewal ceremony between Kurt and Karen, during which Samoa Joe attacked Kurt. But a year later, Jeff Jarrett married Karen Angle in real life. I wonder why. TNA signed a severely out-of-shape Dustin Rhodes back to the company to play off his Gold Dust character. He used the new moniker Black Rain. Everyone remembers this. He wrestled in a black version of his Gold Dust outfit, and his entrance involved wearing a black wig and carrying around
a rat.
Mm-hmm.
Dustin's addiction to painkillers severely hampered him during his TNA run. He claimed to have taken at least 40 pills a day, like we all do when we watch TNA. While still employed by TNA, Dustin eventually entered rehab on WWE's dime. Just like somebody that worked in Ring of Honor, we'll mention him below, Dustin was released by TNA for lack of creative plans because wearing all black and carrying a rat was just not creative enough. For obvious reasons, Dustin refuses to talk about this period of his career. Probably doesn't remember much of it either. After the breakup of America's Most Wanted, TNA attempted to rekindle Chris Harris's lost singles push from 2003 after he ate all of the catering. He put on a star-making performance against James Storm in a Texas Death match, for which TNA rewarded him with a spot in the King of the Mountain match to crown the first ever TNA champion. Of course, at this point, they broke off from NWA. He had a match with Christian that ended via interference by Dustin Rhodes. After the match, TNA dropped him down to the card to feud with Black Rain because Black Rain feuds always ended up horrible. Harris's momentum hit the skids. His next storyline involved him whining about his position, and then TNA turned the storyline into legitimately cutting him loose. As
Who's
a thank you for his
all those pans in the back.
Someone's as falling down the stairs.
That's Chris Harris eating all the catering.
I'm making some authentic gefilte fish.
Chris cooking.
As a thank you for his 5 years of service to the company, TNA posted a message on their website that said Harris had quit and called him a big crybaby. Let's see. TNA debuts the Elevation X match. Which is essentially a scaffold match with two scaffolds forming an X. The match featured very little action and plenty of reaction shots of people in the impact zone covering their mouths in shock. Like the reverse battle royal, the shitty concept match also happened twice. TNA debuted an animal mascot similar to the Gobbledygooker at Sacrifice that year. Does anybody remember who it was?
My cousin Wildcat Willie?
Junior Kangaroo?
Stomper the Kangaroo.
Yeah!
Nobody cared and went away soon afterwards. And now Jordan Duncan is wearing his costume. Mm-hmm. Jay Lethal achieved one of the biggest upsets in TNA history by defeating Kurt Angle for the X Division title. To reward him, TNA had 3D squash him and the entire X Division for a few months. Let's see. Anything else good going on here? Let's see.
Anything else good?
Anything else Well, that's true, too. Spike TV filmed a five-minute Western-style action short featuring Kurt Angle walking into a bar in Connecticut and getting into a barroom brawl with low-rent actors doing piss-poor imitations of familiar WWE stars. TNA brought back Tiny the Timekeeper, who hadn't appeared in about 4 years, to copy the shtick of WWE's Big Dick Johnson. Does anyone remember what his name was?
No.
Big Fat Oily Guy.
Well, that's imaginative.
It's quite descriptive, at least.
Let's see. Lance Hoyt and Jimmy Rave joined forces to form the Rock and Rave Infection, a heel tag team notable only for their love of Guitar Hero. They were managed by Christy Hemme.
Jimmy Rave is great.
Managed by Christy Hemme and came to the ring with Guitar Hero controllers. Scott Hall.
Chico.
No showed Turning Point 2007. Samoa Joe cut a promo where he branded Scott Hall the Phantom of the Impact Zone and America's greatest wrestling author. What? Which legitimately upset Dixie Carter, who sat at ringside during the show. Graham, Dixie funded all your books, I know. Joe looked at her and shouted, "Are you mad? Go ahead and fire me. I don't care." After the match, Nash and Joe had a fight, as Joe had taken several shots at him as well. Hall's replacement in the match was Eric Young, who replaced everybody in every match. Right. Joe was only supposed to take a few shots at Hall, then introduce Eric Young as his replacement. Unfortunately for Dixie, Joe realized he'd been handed a live mic on a live pay-per-view broadcast, so he decided to air some grievances. Nobody knows why she didn't just send someone backstage to cut his mic, probably because she didn't know.
Did you think Joe went over the line?
Is that like over the limit?
He administered some hardcore justice.
Did you think what he said was too far?
What about the Phantom of the Impact Zone?
Oh, no, about Scott.
Yeah. Rebranded Scott Hall the Phantom of the Impact Zone. Dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun. Your mind.
Are you singing On the Line from Lance Bass?
The promotional poster for the lockdown pay-per-view was live from St. Louis. The show was in St. Charles.
And it burns.
Chris Sabin won an escape match where the rules said the winner must leave St. Louis. TNA never actually showed Sabin leaving either St. Louis or St. Charles.
I'll tell you who left St. Louis, all the fans in the arena.
Pretty much. How about this one? On the 11/22 Impact, which is their Thanksgiving special, the Angles, dressed up as pilgrims, welcome everyone to their home.
I remember this.
Yes, this was awesome.
Not invited. Throughout the night, numerous TNA wrestlers made appearances at the Angle House in comedy vignettes. Such gems included Robert Roode making Ms. Brooks sit at the kids' table, Black Machismo confusing Awesome Kong for Kamala.
That's good.
And the inevitable food fight, which included a bit where Awesome Kong caught a turkey leg, tossed her way, and ate it.
Yeah,
that was awesome. Just snatched it right out of the air.
Yep.
The Outsider showed up late to Angle's party. Nobody was really that upset, but everybody was surprised Hall showed up at all.
Yeah.
TNA debuted the Turkey Bowl. Throughout the night, three triple threat matches were held involving one X-Division wrestler, one tag wrestler, and one heavyweight wrestler. The winner of the triple threat involving the winners of the qualifying matches received a $25,000 reward, while the loser of the match, the person pinned or submitted, had to wear a turkey suit. The night closed with Samoa Joe pinning AJ Styles, and Styles dressed up in a turkey suit trying to imitate Bobby Heenan in the weasel suit.
Well, if Joe was pinned, he wouldn't have had to do anything.
What?
Heyo.
Here's a Christmas, the Christmas episode on 12/20. We always love themed wrestling shows. Unlike the Thanksgiving party, the Christmas party took place at Eric Young's house. Jim Cornette had the week off, so bodyguard Matt Morgan booked the show. And the Blueprint had a thing for gimmick matches. Beer Money and the Rock and Rave Infection faced LAX and Scott Steiner and Booker T in a Christmas cage match, which was a steel cage draped in Christmas lights. That's safe. The Motor City Machine Guns and Jay Lethal fought Team 3D and Johnny Devine in a double North Pole match, a stipulation on a pole match with two poles.
Hey, a double North Pole match. I got you, D'Amato.
Each pole was decked out in Christmas lights, and the winner got to pick their stipulation for their match at the pay-per-view. Abyss?
Look at these hooers.
Abyss, Black Rain, Relic, which by the way is killer spelled backwards. How ingenious. And for some reason, Shark Boy, which is what Grant Owens is dressed
as. Hey, Begit, where's my money?
Was this Stone Cold Shark Boy? I was just going to say, what era was this?
Yeah.
in a Silent Night, Bloody Night match. The hardcore match featured a barbed wire Christmas tree with presents underneath that contained weapons. The Christmas tree was suspended from the ceiling like a pendulum and was hyped as the most effective weapon. All four competitors initially ignored the tree and ran right for the gifts. At one point, Abyss unwrapped a barbed wire baseball bat and responded gleefully despite having an entire tree made of barbed wire right next to him. Because the tree was hanging from the ceiling and had nothing anchoring it down, the tree swung all over the ring. Sharkboy was struck by the tree as soon as it came into play, and the tree casually bounced off of him, which shredded any chance of it being taken seriously. Regardless, the highlight of the match was when the tree was swung into the corner and Black Rain had to hug the tree to keep it from bouncing off of him in an attempt to execute the spot correctly. The Knockouts competed in a Santa's Workshop knockout street fight, except for Awesome Kong and Gail Kim, who left the match right at the beginning to brawl backstage. The rest of the match consisted of slow brawls between the various Knockouts with a big obnoxious box in the ring while the ladies waited for Kong to come back and win the match. That is 2007 in total nonstop action. Of course, early in 2008 was one of the infamous TNA moments ever, and that was when one half of the Highlanders...
Well, 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 what's up, you bunch of titty fuckers? How you all doing tonight, huh? Is that you, Scott Crispolo? How you doing, my friend?
A guy who was never in TNA and...
The TNA. I love all of them.
Welcome back, El Gigante. It's a pleasure to see you.
Dick Sicata bent over on my toilet bowl right now. D'Amato, let's go. Get over here.
You said Dick? See?
My man D'Amato. I miss you and your tits. How are you?
Gigante, the inspiration for Bill Cosby. How are you?
By the way, what the fuck? You and the cowboy over there had $10,000 on that basketball game and you fucking joked.
Getting old.
That's
getting
it?
Old.
That's all? That's all you get to say, huh? You choked. You choked. Just like...
I think somebody slipped me a Cosby martini in my water.
Nah, you choked like Jason Greenhouse with Graham Cawthon. How are you, sugar tits, Graham Cawthon? You got any more books or you're going to send my wife for a review?
Where do you live?
I live in the Argentina. Where
the
do you
Argentina?
Live?
Argentina? What's the zip code?
73529-2.53.
Give me your full address. I'll write it down right now.
1752 Buenos Aires, Cale, 42 apartment D, apartment double D. And then you send it to the queen-size bed inside my ladies' man room with my man suit with the fur, and we're all good to go. Where's Nate Milton tonight? Is he not here?
So he's with his baby.
Well, I was going to tonight. Baltimore. I wanted some tips. What am I going to do? What are you doing here, Jordan Duncans?
I honestly don't know what I'm doing here
anymore. You have pearls of wisdom for us. You got to bitch about something else today, sir.
Well, I feel like
Pearl
you don't have enough. You don't.
I'm tired of getting emails from Ben Morris in tears that you ruin his day when you shit on the product of the WWZs.
Well, they need to bring you back. That's all.
They need to bring the Ludwig Borga back.
There'd be so many TMZ news stories breaking about you proposing to all their women, and it'd be terrific.
You know, and Ludwig Borga's corpse is brought from the ground during the zombie apocalypse. We'll be all set to go. Mr. Reese, how are you, sir?
How you doing?
Is New Orleans not sunk yet?
What's that?
New Orleans is not sunk under the waters yet. I praise the day.
How'd you hear Manu Ginobili doing?
Manu! Manu was good. He was here for dinner last night. We banged the Eva Longoria. That's his wife, I think.
Tony's not going to like that. Yeah.
Who? Tony Soprano. He's dead. Speaking of, where's the Dr. Jesus? He's not here, Scott.
No, the Dr. Jesus is not here, but Jordan's wearing his Giants jersey, so you can ask him any question you like.
Dr. G, I want to know about your football knowledge, Mr. Jordan Duncan. Tell me all about the Elias Manning.
Well, I'm a little out of it right now because
Glenn
that
Butler,
guy...
how are you, my friend?
Oh, I am good, Giante. You know what? I haven't heard from you lately. Where have you been? You were supposed to come over to my house. We were going to have fun. I was going to get friends.
Not since you didn't show. Not since we had that day of primping and pampering that we went to. We had our hair done together. We lounged by the sea, and that was a great day. And then, I don't know. I'm sorry.
So many good times, Giante. So many good times by the sea.
Hey, hang on one second. What? Get the fuck back in the car, Grant. I'll fucking tell you when we're there. The son of a bitch, Grant Owens, has me tied up in the fucking back seat over here. Fuck you and your stupid show. No one listens to your dumb music. Okay, here we go.
Wait, are you tied up, Gante? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'll be okay. I didn't say I didn't mean like tied up in a bad way. You know, Gante's
into
some freaky
shit. You like being tied up, huh?
Yeah. Well, all right, Grant. All right. Okay. All right, boys. I'll see you, fuck boys, later.
kind of wanted to talk to El Gigante. He never leaves anything when he comes to. He doesn't bring like a, you know, like a housewarming gift or anything. Jesus.
Nah, he's a mooch.
I was actually wearing a Luis Bologna jersey for my Dr. G costume.
Of all fucking guys.
Luis Bologna.
He'll wear his yes, yes, yes t-shirt when he throws you out the fucking window. Can I continue, or are we done with this? And we're gonna invent something else.
Invent something else. TNA enough love.
All right.
You didn't mention cheeks.
Greeny, you had some kind of topic to talk about, didn't you? Say something. The other day, I don't know. I get some of these messages. I can't keep track.
Sure, I think.
I still have that Ron Artest trivia. If you want to go with that.
All right, we can do a couple of those. Go ahead, Reese.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Better rip.
You have them?
Yeah, I got a couple.
All right. Don't want to hang out if you're not ready to play.
Well, I got the costume that honors, you know, the brawl at the Malice at the Palace, which happened in 2004. I'll give you this one. Ron Artest wore 6 jersey numbers in his career, including with the Lakers, where he's there in preseason for some reason.
All right, guys, I'll be back.
Give me the 6 jersey numbers.
91.
That's one.
24.
No.
I'm guessing, dude. I don't know. It's also a TV.
No!
Are there any St. John's fans in the Upper East Side? Jesus.
Yep.
Upper East Side.
Was he like 9?
No. 7, he had
18?
He had 3 in the 90s. He had 3 that were in the 90s. One with the Kings, one with the Pacers, and one with the Rockets.
Was 66 one?
Mm-mm.
15.
Yeah. 15 was his college number, and that was his first number when he came in the league, yeah. So that's 2.
I really thought he was number 24 on the Pacers.
No, I'll give that one away. He wore number 23. Michael Jordan. That was also in Indiana. The year he had the Malice in the Palace, it was number 91.
37.
That is the Laker number. He did that to commemorate Michael Jackson for the number of consecutive weeks that Thriller was number 1 on the Billboard chart.
Seriously?
I am not that up.
I think you should legally change his name to Michael Jackson. That's what
that
I think.
Is awesome.
The one we didn't talk about was 96. Remember that one with the Kings?
Do you remember the time?
Oh, wait. I'm so sorry. That was the Rockets. 93 was with the Kings.
93
was with the Kings. He did that one to commemorate the Souls of Mischief album Till Infinity. I don't even think Justin knows what that one is.
You know that when you Google Ron Artest, people also search for Lamar Odom, who is breaking news, passed out unconscious.
Not too important to you, Willie. You waited 35 minutes to work it back in.
In a brothel
after
in Nevada.
Found, found unconscious in a Nevada brothel with D'Amato and El Gigante.
Speaking of people who are usually unconscious, is anyone else showing up tonight?
Is that a tease?
Sure.
No, we're not. No, we're not. That is fine. Of course you had to play that.
Of course, those mongoloid sounds can only be one thing, and that is our own half-dead man inside brothel often, and that is Matt Rotella. How are you, sir?
I'm wonderful. How are you doing?
Good. How was your art and craft festival yesterday?
It was good. It was fun.
Yeah. Did you buy anything?
Just one art and one craft?
That's it. He bought one of each.
He wouldn't let any of the kids play at the table.
Garfunkel and Sid.
The wife only bought something, not me.
Still whipped. That's good to know.
Yeah.
So what else is going on? Welcome. Happy Halloween. Did you wear a costume? Something stupid, I'm sure.
Well, I'm usually just myself. I'm ugly enough as it is, so might as well go with it.
Man owns it. Can't fault him for that. Did you say hi to Graham Cawthon?
What's up, Graham?
Hi. You didn't want to do that. It's okay. I can tell.
Well,
I do remember last year's episode. Matt's child was a Ninja Turtle for Halloween.
That's really creepy, Jordan.
I'm angry with myself for remembering that.
I don't even know how you remember that.
So, Graham, the reason I intruded you is this is actually a make-a-wish for one of our special needs members of Place of the Nation, Matt
Rotella. I'm not special needs.
No, Matt Rotella is special needs. You're his make-a-wish. He's a big fan of old results of wrestling shows.
Well, what I'm going to do is the next time that you're ringside, I'm going to take my shirt off and throw it at you so you can catch it. And then after I beat Ryback, I'm going to come around and hug you.
Making dreams come true.
And if I have a belt that week, I'll let you hold it.
Strap. Strap. Matt, who's your son going to be this year for Halloween?
He's going to be a firefighter.
Oh, sweet. Okay. There you go. I'm not going to be at that party with you. I'm sorry.
Does he know which one?
I'm not there either, so.
Oh, no, I'm glad.
Firebreaker Chip?
Yeah. Fire Marshal Bill?
Keith Hart?
Brandon Marshall Bill?
Let me tell you something.
Now, a year from now, if Jordan can remember what my son's going to be this year, I'll be truly impressed.
Well, I won't, because now he's going to make a point to remember. It was creepier that we didn't ask him to remember.
I already forgot.
We'll probably all be dead by then anyways.
Ever the optimist, Jordan.
I hear the apocalypse is coming up about 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
The rapture, I heard. From actually Jordan Duncan.
Yep. The moon's lied to me again. I don't trust the moon anymore.
Which one?
I don't know why we never went back to a moon.
I don't know why they never brought back Max Moon. And speaking of Max Moon, you want to talk about our favorite masked characters, or did we do that last year? We need Chad. He's the historian of the show.
No, let's do it. I don't think we did.
No?
All right. Everyone gives a historian. I remember what Matt Rotella's kid was for Halloween.
There's only one true historian in Place to Be Nation. Glenn Butler, who's your favorite masked wrestler?
Well, I think I speak for Greg Phillips and myself when I say Rey Mysterio. Gotta be.
Senior or junior?
Probably junior.
Scott, if your answer's not checkmate, I'm going to be very disappointed with all the world class we've been watching here.
Oh, there's no doubt checkmate from the Isle of Man and his imaginary European champion, because every guy in world class had no belt but 50 championships.
I have a magic dragon holding it down. Jordan.
And a spoiler.
The giant machine.
Well some done, sir.
Some fight the Ultimate Warrior at a house show.
I heard that Willie giggle. So, Willie, who's your favorite masked guy?
Rey Mysterio is the best, but I always dug Psychosis and his giant wig with the big horns, the fake wig. That was always a pretty cool outfit. And the parka, too, was a good one. I'm going to name everyone in WCW.
Bismarck.
Yep, Bismarck.
Greeny.
High voltage.
Dresses as North Dakota.
Greeny, how about you?
Roadblock. Oral vampire.
I got to say the Psycho Twins from Family Matters.
Yes. They were fantastic.
Actually, as a kid, I loved when the Killer Bees did the mask thing. Besides them, it's got to be Mysterio.
Good magic.
Good magic.
Mr. Roger?
Go with the original Kane.
Oh, there you go.
Is that like the original Sheik?
Yes. Original also, Kane was a guy who competed in the Detroit territory.
Yeah. Well, you know, the first yes. Kane in WWF.
So not the Demon Kane that's currently plying his trade right now?
No, because Jordan would just rip me a fucking part.
That's true.
Not the
hot young upstart.
That prime main event. No, original Kane was pretty awesome, especially when he debuted the first year or so. Jordan, when did you finally throw the towel in as the Kane hater? When was your last straw?
What was the date of his actual debut?
Oh, come on. That was actually, you can hear all about it on the new Between the Sheets, placementnation.com. Check it out.
I don't know. I think I really just went from not caring about him to just outright hating him, like probably in the last like 2 years or so. Just represents everything that I hate about the company.
Was it the life. Royal Rumble where he and Big Show eliminated everyone?
I was already pretty firmly in the anti-Kane camp at that point, but that certainly helped me bunker in there.
Anyone else want to weigh in when they got sick of Kane?
How about yours, Justin? Who's your favorite masked wrestler?
Brutus Beefcake when he came back with the mask to protect his face. Oh, or when he was fur face. Graham, you have the date on that?
You didn't ask me who my favorite mass wrestler is.
What good are you if you can't tell me the date that Furface interfered in the Earthquake match on Superstars? I don't know why else you're here.
Furface sounds like another He-Man guy.
It probably was.
Was
Furface
an ally
and Kaldor.
Was he an ally of Ram Man?
And Moss yeah. Man.
All right, Graham, who's your favorite mass wrestler?
The WCW Halloween Phantom.
There you go. That's a good one.
Good one.
Yep. It's a very good one. What's your favorite Halloween Havoc, Graham?
Ooh.
I like that one.
89.
How about you, D'Amato? Favorite Halloween Havoc?
Oh, all of them.
Okay. I'll take them all. Glenn, how about you?
I don't think I've ever seen a Halloween Havoc.
What?
Wow, look at that.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I don't think I ever have.
What?
Katie's going out for milkshakes and wanted to add a female presence.
I'm flying to Connecticut and watching all the Halloween Havocs.
Are they in Connecticut?
You're welcome. I got no, it.
Hang on. We got a woman coming. All right, Katie, what's up?
I'm totally kidding.
Hello, lady.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hello, lady.
It was good timing.
Oh, my God.
It was good timing because you literally came after the most nerd-like reaction. Hello, you never saw a Halloween Havoc?
We want to keep all the fans happy and have a female on here. So
that's right.
You're welcome.
Welcome to the Sausage Fest.
What kind of milkshake are you getting? It's 10 o'clock on a Tuesday. You're going off of milkshakes?
It's the one that brings all the boys to the yard.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard.
No, not that one. That one's disgusting.
Chocolate
milkshake.
Okay, good. Well, you enjoy that.
I'm going cookies and cream myself.
I don't want to hear it.
That's what I heard.
When you're upset.
You didn't ask what my favorite Halloween Havoc was, Justin.
What is your favorite Halloween Havoc?
I don't really have one.
Cool.
1997.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's
I like 98.
I like 99. Was there? Yeah, I don't know what happened in
99. They laugh about 98.
Dabrowski like 69.
Hey. Speaking of bringing the milkshake to the yard, we got a special milkshakes. Guest with us here. The Godfather himself.
Hoes.
Nate Milton. Nate, welcome.
What's that, man? What's going on, boy?
Did you bring the whole train?
It's really an honor again. You know, just a big honor for me.
let me give me a camera off. I got to jump back and kiss myself. So pretty.
Is this Johnny Be Bad?
not even that. I got something to make me want to shout. I got soul.
I think that's Ernest Miller.
You're getting warmer, but you're still cold there.
Someone dug it. James Brown?
Abraham Lincoln?
Chris Rock?
Ted Brown? James Brown?
Oh, that's Ted. That's Chadwick Boseman.
James Brown from Super Bowl 2000 in the house.
Very specific, James Brown.
Where's the stro?
Are you here to take us to
the bridge? Where's the stro?
Can we do late 60 James Brown a little lighter?
Late 60 James Brown carried a pistol, so I don't know if that's too much lighter.
Can you do James Brown hot tub?
Too hot for the hot tub.
Can you do a James Brown hot tub time machine?
Oh, Craig Robinson playing James Brown.
There you go.
That's a great movie.
I didn't see this. Anyone see the second one?
Oh, no. Terrible.
I don't think anyone saw really the second one.
Yeah, sounds like Nate did. It was terrible.
Oh, D'Amato sees everything. Yeah,
I love the first one. Never saw the second one.
First one was awesome.
Great flick.
What's going on with this party, fellas?
It's winding down. I can tell you that much. Yeah.
It was pretty dead until you got here.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that, Reesh. You're so negative.
It was
you know,
pretty
for someone who complains about how we portray you, Reesh, you're not really helping yourself here tonight, just crapping on us all.
I mean, I would have been here earlier, guys, but I ran into some problems getting here. Your neighborhood watch, I think it's some guy named Terry. He wouldn't let me in the neighborhood. He kept saying, "You're making a wrong turn, brother."
Brother.
I think that was actually Grant Owens was the one driving around.
You have to
buy any candy at the convenience store on the way, huh, Nate?
No, I mean, I just try to be a good guest, and I just keep getting turned around, and he's like, "If I can't be in the Hall of Fame, nobody can come to this party."
Unless you're a basketball player.
Yeah, well, I'm far from 8 feet tall, so like I'm like at least a good 3.5 feet under the required minimum for to enter his neighborhood.
Well, you just missed El Gigante, so he's 8 feet tall.
Oh, always good when El Gigante comes in.
Yeah, he was asking one of
the original dudes with attitude.
Yes, he was. Scott, now that it's in my head, I need to hear Terry Funk being racist about Nate not allowed at the party. You with us?
I'm not doing this in my house. He knows where I live now. I don't want his kind. I don't want his kind in my yard.
Oh my god.
Nate, favorite Halloween Havoc.
I was gonna say, so this is how Sonny Ono felt back in those WCW creative meetings. Why is everybody making jokes?
Sonny Ono, favorite Halloween Havoc.
Favorite Halloween Havoc. You might have to help me with the date because I've had a couple drinks on the way here. Maybe that's why he wouldn't let me in the neighborhood. But the one where we had Sting and Flair. Am I confusing it with a clash? Sting and Flair versus Funk and Muda?
No, it was 89.
Okay, yeah, that was my favorite because you had that match. You had Luger and Brian Pillman, which I always thought was an underrated feud. Flying Brian rocking the Cincinnati Bengals. Tights shouting out Marvin Lewis. I thought that was great. And then we also had the Freebirds and the Dynamic Dudes, one of the underrated tag feuds of great American history.
And who is your favorite masked wrestler, Nate? That's another one we did before you came in.
My favorite masked wrestler. It's certainly not Mr. America, for obvious reasons. I think I'll go with, it's got to be a cross, but it's a toss-up between Rey Mysterio for his body of work and Super Callow, because I just love the fact that he had a mask on with sunglasses over the mask.
No one said Kato. I'm very disappointed.
Kato.
So did anyone not go with their masked or favorite Havoc?
I didn't go with the masked one.
All right. Go ahead. I forgot you were here.
I have to go with either who.
That's why.
Yeti.
I'll tell you, one of my favorite masks was Glacier, even though the character was awful. I thought that was just a really cool mask.
Glacier's
great. Just one more note on masks. I want to thank you, Steve, for mentioning La Parca, because I totally whiffed on the opportunity to plug the entire freaking podcast I did about La Parca in the Super Extreme Vault. Look it up on placevnation.com, the Super Extreme Vault La Parca special.
Super,
yes. Every day of the week is, you know, whatever day of the week you listen to it.
Can we get a follow? Can I already put a request in? Can we get a follow up on Blitzkrieg? I think the world needs the history of Blitzkrieg.
I'm down for that.
Or Mr. JL, one of the two.
Mr.
Well, on the ECW podcast, you know, we're doing lots of JL matches, so
he's in there. What about Kwee-wee?
Not masked.
All I know is Brad went 6 to midnight when Glenn plugged that podcast, like he did. So. Yeah.
These weren't the only things popping there.
Scott, did you do your favorite Havoc?
I agree with Nate on 89. I also liked 96 was pretty good. Too. I like 96. 96 is a pretty solid show.
It's the NWO. No.
It's Hogan and Savage. Hogan Savage. Yeah. Where Hogan wore that
Savage, wig. Luger, Arn Anderson.
Yeah. Six Jericho. Mongo, Benoit against Faces of Fear.
Outsiders, Harlem Heat.
Arn against who? Who'd Arn?
Arn wrestled Lex. Luger. I think that was his last match, right?
It was one of them, yeah.
Dean Ray.
Yes.
For the Cruiserweight title.
Oh, wow. The next year was Ray and Eddie.
There was actually a masked wrestler named Halloween.
Yes, there was.
There you go.
Fitting for the time.
Oh, you know, there were two masked wrestlers. I don't know if they were masked at the time, but they were on the Halloween Havoc 89. That would be Butch Reed and Ron Simmons.
Yeah.
I think they were in 89. By 90, they were unmasked.
Yeah. Yeah, because they were still with the woman at the time.
Yeah, they debuted.
At that
show? Doom. At 90, they fought Flair and Arn to a double countout.
Yep.
Wow, that match was 18 minutes.
You got your milkshake yet, Cowboy?
No, she hasn't come back yet, which I've never seen Halloween Havoc, but...
What?
Oh my god!
I am shocked that Bill Belichick has never watched Halloween Havoc.
Can you believe that Playboy's taking out the naked girls? You guys see that? I just saw that right now.
Probably a smart business strategy.
Everyone's
chaturbating now.
Yeah, 1995 for me.
Yeah, where are you going to find those now?
What is Playboy without the naked pictures? Is it
That's
the,
what I'm saying, Nate.
It's ad for stereos?
It's a goddamn shame.
Well, I read that their subscriptions were down to like 800,000, and like 400,000 of those were addressed to Jay D'Amato, and the other ones were done.
Like, you know, I can get the Victoria's Secret catalog for free.
Like
I mean, it's the same.
Like to leave a little bit to the imagination.
Same thing. You know, it's a lot sexier. I don't need to pay you half. I can get the Victoria's Secret catalog for free, and it probably has like some Giorgio Armani cologne spritzed in it. A wonderful experience will be had by all.
It's really the gift that keeps on giving in that way.
Yeah. Nate, I was wondering why you kept talking about that scene from Major League when they start to take the clothes off the owner. That's it for you, right? That's all you need right there?
Hey, that's why I had to convert from VHS to DVD because, you know, tape is a very finite thing and DVD lasts forever.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, so beta lasts pretty good, though, if you have a beta machine.
Master beta?
There we go.
Wonderful.
Teed that one right up.
Oh, my God.
Yes!
PTB Nation, it is now time for the Rob Houston Memorial Hacksaw Jim Duggan update.
I got my 2x4.
Something that could have made his ass a real man. Something I wanted, but I never was pushing.
You want a Jim Duggan update? He should be dead by now. That's all I know. Matt Rotella. You come to this party, you don't invite me, you friggin' bald little piece of shit. What's your problem? Rotella!
What?
Stand up straight if you can figure out how. Graham Cawthon, when are you going to do a book about me?
I don't deal well with confrontation.
You guys suck. Hey, I heard you want to hear sing a song. You want to do that together?
Yeah.
Yeah? Graham, is that what you want to do? I heard you complaining about it all night.
I'll do it. Okay. Gotta get my guitar out.
We have to do
Boys to Men. I love Boys to Men.
What the fuck is he doing here?
Although
it up early.
Spend my day working hard to go. Put the hands on the clock. Keep spinning too slow.
I can't wait to be alone.
You guys suck tonight. You know my baby's got me wrapped around her little finger because she knows I'd walk to hell and back just to be with her. Hit it, Graham.
Oh, I can't wait to be alone with my baby tonight.
Greeny.
Hey, Vince.
Sing, you jackass.
I am singing.
All right, Nate.
Turn the lights out, boy.
Way down low.
Oh, you
we'll leave off. Everywhere in the world behind.
There you go, DeMar.
I'll be right in your arms. Let me go.
Griscolo, let's go. Stop pouting. Sing.
Go fuck yourself.
Oh, party poo.
How'd you get in here anyway, you miserable old fuck?
I should be asking you why you have pictures of all my superstars over your wall, you creep.
Why aren't you dead yet? Your weird eyes and your stupid tie.
Hey, I didn't come here to be harassed. Rotella, go start the limo.
Your dad used to be in the limo,
I've got an electric mind.
The joke.
Up in the door.
And don't worry in the world behind.
Hold me in your arms, never let me go.
Scott, you may need a new plunger. I'm sorry, I was in there for a few minutes. What'd I miss? You right, Scott?
Nate Milton.
What the fuck was? What was this?
One of the men on a mission.
What was this?
What do you mean, what is it? What?
This was terrible. This was the worst thing. This is the worst fucking show we've ever done. You spend half an hour making fun of another show that was pretty good. We sit around here talking about mass wrestlers and masturbating.
Mm-hmm.
Every fucking guy I can't stand comes into my fucking house. Shut up. Every fucking guy comes in, except you, Reesh. Although
that's the one I thought you didn't want here, and he just came anyway. He's the one.
Hey!
Shut up, Reesh.
Scott, I spilled guacamole on your title.
Done. Done.
Machismo.
I'm done. I'm out of here. Please to be nation. PTB has to be saved from this. This is the pits. 5 years. 5 years we've been doing podcasts. And we have this. This is trash. I'm done. Goodbye. Done.
I don't know, guys. I didn't like the
this
way.
This is my fucking house. Why am I leaving? Get out. Out.
Hey, guy, we better go. He does not look good. I've seen him like this before. He's got
Out!
He's got the look of death in his
eyes. Shut up! Out!
Hey, all right, I'm trying.
Out!
All right, come on, everyone out, come on.
Go.
We didn't even get a chance to talk about the Vianos. 4, 5, 6, 7.
You can stay, Nate. You can stay.
Okay, cool.
You can stay. Everybody else get out. Graham, leave money on the counter for the fucking whiskey you drank.
All right, everyone get in Grant's car.
Out! Out!
We can binge watch his Georgetown 1984 DVD.
Out!
Goodbye, ladies!
Scott, next time you have Jupiter Day over, we expect some Manischewitz in our refrigerator.
Out! I don't follow those holidays. They're too long and they're too depressing. Get out.
All right. Well, you know what? This is...
Close
the window, guys!
Shut up, Reesh!
You know what? We've had a good time tonight. Some of us have had a bad time tonight. After Vince and after Scott, I would just like to take a page out of Steve Willey's book and counsel goodwill toward men, toward women, toward individuals of no gender or any gender. And we will be back. We will all be back for the Christmas podcast. So good tidings to all, and to all a spooky Halloween.
Just a waltz mode. I think you better come.